wanted to have you both on the air today because I know and respect both of you, and there's been some stuff bouncing back and forth by bloggers and people who have been sort of stirring this pot a little bit. But I'm going to start with you, Desiree, because some comments you made about the Somali community and also specifically related to Fauzia have kind of blown up here a little bit. What did you say? What did you mean?
You know, basically what I was doing was just calling out legislators in North Dakota that are having dealings with Somalians, you know, being linked to Somalians. And because of that, because of what we have seen in the Somalian community all over the United States, mostly in Minnesota, the amount of fraud that has taken place there. And, you know, I guess my thing was just saying, hey, what are we doing? Do we think that we don't have any fraud in North Dakota? Do we think we're exempt from that? I don't believe that we are. Now, with Fauzia being involved with the Immigrant Development Center, you know, I guess the question is, are we assimilating Somalians into our culture?
Let's talk about that a little bit here. Fauzia, you and I have talked about that before on your recommendations to, immigrants. You, too, come from Somalia.
Yeah.
Have you assimilated?
Well, I have been around for 29 years, but let's go back a little bit.
Okay.
How did I came to America?
Yeah.
How did I came to America, and did I have any ability to come? America brought me here.
Yeah.
I was taken from the refugee camp to America. So whoever did that is responsible for me being here.
I'm glad they did that.
Yes. And then for me to be responsible of all Somalians and my name to be used when you want to accuse Somalians, you can come and say, okay, we are seeing a lot of fraud in Minnesota. What's going on in North Dakota? Without making me the head of the name of Somalian. I am not saying Desiree originally from Germany, all the sins Germans done have to be blamed on her. That's not acceptable. It's a very low place from a woman who is a refugee and just working in a regular place for you to be a legislative and come towards me saying, well, Somalians have done, and let's just blame Fauzia. That's not fair.
Desiree, what'd you say?
Well, you know, when I saw the poster of the award that you're getting with the Global Somalia Awards, you know, and it's located in Minnesota, I don't believe that you don't have contacts with people within Minnesota and in Minneapolis. So my question to you would be, oh, I keep doing this to my chair. My question to you would be, would you be willing or are you willing to call out the Somalians in Minnesota for their fraud?
She has, actually,
I
on our radio
done
show.
It.
You have done it?
Yeah.
Okay, well, I appreciate that. And, you know, I didn't know that, but it's good to know. But
yeah,
again,
we actually had a couple of calls, a couple of interviews, just so you know, with Fauzia, you're talking about two things. One, you mentioned earlier, assimilating, because I agree. Mm-hmm. The chances for success for any immigrant from anywhere who've come here legally like you did would be to assimilate. And you recommend that to the people that you work with at the development center.
Right.
Correct?
Well, you know, I'm very disappointed, Desiree, because I was looking forward for us to sit together as a human being and get to know each other and kind of, you know, my work. Okay? We came together in one table to work on projects, but we never had the chance you to know my work and to know me better. And then in your email, you said there is another new Americans who said something about Fauzia. That makes me concerned if she is even a real conservative, you know, in the email, my understanding. So
you want to give her a chance to respond?
Go ahead, please.
Okay, so first of all, in your interview with the flag, you said that you're able to work. You work with all people. You work with the far left. You work with the far right. You work with everybody in between. And that's okay as far as business is concerned. But when it comes to politics, you need to pick a side. And so when you're working with people on the far left and then you're working with people on the far right, how do we know what you truly believe and who you are really supporting? That was my question about you. When we met, it was at that peace, for that peace march that Aaron, I don't remember his last name, but that he was sponsoring. He called in District 46 people who got a hold of me. And so that's why I was at that meeting. That's why we met. When we talked, you talked very conservative. You talked like you were one of us. And so, and you brought up to me at that time that you were concerned about some fraud that was happening within the city of Fargo with three different organizations. One was a child care place, and the other two I don't remember. And again, I don't keep all my emails and texts from people, so I don't have record of that. But that is what we were going to talk about, and we decided to meet for coffee. So we went out for coffee one day, and we talked about that. And at that time, I said, well, you know, I know Josh Gallion, the auditor, and I will get a hold of him and see if he has any answers.
But Desiree, you didn't give me the chance to have coffee with you. We didn't have coffee. We only had conversation after the meeting's finished. Maybe if you can go back to your memory, and I can show you all my calendar. But continue on. I wanted to just make sure we didn't have a chance to have coffee, but we had a chance to meet in public in a meeting, talk about the work, and then in a corner we talked. And then we met.
Okay.
Yeah, and then we met.
Remind me why this matters. There was a back and forth of whether you had met or not before.
We are talking about, go ahead.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, so she basically said that we had a working relationship and that we were good friends on that interview. Well, we were not good friends. I trust my...
Yeah, but obviously there was some interaction.
There was that interaction afterwards. I must have missed out on the coffee at thing, but
hold
we
the
talked
thought.
About...
Hold the thought. We'll continue after this. Posey Addy, who has been a guest of ours before and is in charge of the Immigrant Development Center. It's located in Moorhead, but they serve... immigrants both in North Dakota and Minnesota, to assimilate, to find jobs, to come here and be productive members of the society. All of them, as you've told me before, legal immigrants that are here that you're helping to place. Am I remembering all that correctly?
Yes.
Thank you. Where did we start with this? This was a post of yours asking a few questions. Just explain what your concern was, the issue you were raising.
The issue I was raising was the fraud that's happening in the Somalian community in Minnesota, and asking the legislators who are reaching out to Somalians to support them if they understand about this fraud and if they think that this is not happening in North Dakota and is this something that we should be looking into. And I think it is. As a legislator, that's my job. My job is to question things. My job is to watch out for my constituents. My job is to watch out for the taxpayers of North Dakota. And so when I see things come up like that, I think...
Like what? What did you see
like
that concerned you?
The Somalian fraud in Minnesota and all over the United States, and the link between Fauzia and District 13 when they were campaigning. So all I did was ask the question, do you know what's happening with fraud in Minnesota? Are we not concerned about this? Is this something that we should be, you know, and because Fauzia had that awards thing from was in Minneapolis for awards. She's well known in her community, very well known.
And respected.
And yep. I said that.
You did, yeah.
And so...
So the main question you want to know is, what do you know about the fraud? What is your involvement in the fraud?
Well, is there any involvement of Fauzia in the fraud?
Okay.
And she said no, and I will take her at her word.
How did you receive what she said?
Well, it's very confusing. When you say this, first of all, she posted a day before the voting day on the 9th, which was kind of damaging on those folks who were running at the District 13 who took picture with me. District 30, if she was in the same table with me and she's a legislative, she reached out to the New Americans to solve a problem. We were in the same table. They did the same. If legislative reaches out to their own citizens, there is no problem.
Yeah,
nothing to do with...
I assume you're supporting those candidates and helping because they were doing good things for the people you work with.
Exactly. If they care and come and knock our door, we'll answer our door.
Okay, but what do you... her questions were, what do you know about the fraud? Are those proper questions?
I'm just Somalian by birth. My mother and my father gave me a birth, and they are originally from Somalia. What is that got to do with anything else in any other towns who are going through frauds? The work that's happening, you heard the Secretary of Health and Human Services, he said autism funding was misplaced. Funding for childcare was misplaced. So is that our town? Did Fauzia do any autism work? Do Fauzia do daycare? Do Fauzia do home care? No, that's not my job. I never did any of those jobs. My job is to work with my community to become self-sufficient, to assimilate, to help them find a job, find a business, how to find a loan, work with them. I just have done a study for 150,000 to show that new Americans are not getting loans from regular banking in our community. Our community is underbanked, and we need to get people out of poverty so that they don't have to be depending on the system and welfare. So what is that got to do? Just by being a Somalian, I should not be blamed what's going on in the world.
And your work is audited and
absolutely
compliant.
Every year.
Yeah, okay. Do you feel better about that now? And what she's answering that, Desiree?
Well, I still go back to the fact that and this is from a post that I saw, came from the Associated Press on an article they did written in 12/19/25 about the Minnesota fraud.
What is that got to do with me? I want you to answer one question. What Minnesota and Fauzia got to... Fauzia have lived in Fargo-Moorhead 29 years. I never stepped into Minnesota. Why? Why would you want to put me in that box?
You didn't let me finish.
Go ahead.
What I was saying. What I'm saying is that in Minnesota, which is not that far from us, we have a direct route from Minneapolis to North Dakota. 81% of Somali-headed households are on welfare in Minnesota. After 10 years being in the United States, 78% continue on welfare. So I want to make sure that is not happening here in North Dakota. So
well, why don't you do your own research and see, well, they did a study here to show that 80% of Somalians are still in welfare. Do the same in North Dakota without attacking me. It's not my job to...
Hold that thought. We're going to finish this, and hopefully on a positive note, when we get back on what's on your mind. The comments you have made... I would say is this, Desiree, well-intentioned to say we want to find fraud. If there's a pattern in Minnesota, we should check in North Dakota. And as a legislature, that's your job. And I would say, Fauzia, what you heard was, we're all crooked. We're all in the middle of the fraud. When you're not involved, number one, in a lot of the areas that fraud is, autistic centers and daycares and all the crud there, you're actually helping legal immigrants find work and come and live the American dream, and you tell them to assimilate. So it seems like we got a disconnect here on somebody well-intentioned that has targeted Fauzia. I know that part of this has to do with the fact that she was campaigning for Congresswoman Julie Fedorchuk and District 13 members. Does that concern you? Is there anything wrong with her supporting Julie Fedorchuk and legislators and doing some door knocking?
No, I have no problem with that. If she wants to support them, that's fine. But I was questioning, not Fauzia, I was questioning District 13 and Julie Fedorchuk, if they understand what's going on with the Somalian fraud. That is what my biggest concern is.
But how does that concern
Because Fauzia? She's involved. She's well involved in the Somali community. We are not that far from Minneapolis. She received an award from the Global Somali Awards. That came up to me. I saw it the day that I saw it. I posted it the next day. So it was not intention to be the day before election, and it didn't have any bearing on that election anyway, because District 13 just did just fine. They won. So, I think to say I'm targeting her specifically, no, I'm not targeting her specifically.
How can you say you're not targeting her specifically when you post a picture of her and
because she represents a Somalian community, right?
Do you? Or all immigrants?
No.
You're from Somalia.
Yeah, I'm from Somalia, but I am the executive of Immigrant Development Center. I am...
All immigrants.
Immigrant. I am all...
Legal immigrants.
Legal immigrants.
Help them find a job.
Advocate for them. Make sure they have... So what is wrong with this post is just picking on me. First of all, if this brings problem to my work, or if it's this putting my character, it's called what they call
defamation
of character. If this hurts me, and she said, why did the legislative take pictures with Fauzia or work with Fauzia? That will hurt my work.
I did not say that.
That will hurt my work.
I did not say that. I said, I never even mentioned your name in the post other than that picture that you had that was your poster thing for your award.
And you took the picture of the day I was volunteering.
And I said, all I said was, why is District 13... campaigning with Somalians? Do they not understand what is happening?
Can you see how she would take that, though?
People say, but then, Desiree Morton, because I am a conservative.
Okay, so Somalians are citizens.
Quit interrupting me. Desiree Morton, because of who I am, because of the conservative stance I take, I have been called linked in with worm-eating pocket gophers. Okay, so people say, and it's not going to hurt your business. It won't. I know it won't. Because people who have...
I push back on that a little bit, Desiree, only because if you as a state legislator who have a position are saying, hey, this woman, are they aware they're campaigning with someone who's, in the Somali community where there's all this fraud, how can that not hurt?
Well, does being called a worm-eating pocket gopher, is that going to impact what people think about me in my district?
I think it's a little different because they're nuts.
Anybody says that they're crazy, right? Huh?
I say anybody that says that about you is crazy, I don't know how they would have any influence.
You don't know who said that?
I don't, actually.
Actually, it was Governor Armstrong who said that about us conservatives. So
worm-eating what?
Pocket gophers. Yeah. So, okay. But people say things, whatever.
Sorry that you said anything that you said?
I don't think I said anything that was not true. Because I didn't come out. I did not come out. I did not say that you specifically were committing fraud. I did not say that.
No, but
I said, okay.
Why are you campaigning with Somalians?
Why?
Which is her.
I was calling out District 13 because of their stance on a lot of things. I don't agree with a lot of things that they have done in the legislature. I stand by my constitution. I stand by the Republican Party platform. And
I get all that, but the one piece of it that seems to me to be blatantly, I wish I hadn't said that, was why are you campaigning with Somalians who are doing a bunch of fraud?
it's like you don't... I don't even know how to respond to that, because my main goal is to call out the fraud that's going on.
Amen.
By the Somalias.
Amen.
We all agree with that. And in Minnesota, because we are in North Dakota and we are very close to Minnesota, obviously. And I, as being a Somalian, I have friends that I know in Minnesota that I talk to that, are maybe involved in this thing or the other thing. I had a niece who sat on a city council in one of the cities in Minnesota, and I talked to her about political things. I can't believe that they don't converse with one another. They must.
Okay, all of that.
So,
and by the way,
so calling out the fraud, if she's done that, that's great. And I appreciate that. If you've done that, I appreciate that. I didn't hear
on the
that.
Show. On the
and,
show, she's done
and,
it. But my
you,
only point is
thank
this.
Thank you for doing that. I apologize if you take it personally, that you've taken it personally. It was not a personal attack
on you. I'm sorry
to
interrupt.
Thank you. That really felt good.
What did you say?
I said, I apologize. You took it personally. I did not mean it as a personal attack on you.
I accept your apology.
Thank you.
Let's start with that. But it's very sad for me, who have been working so hard all these years to build relationship with this community and get to know people, to bring good to my community. I just have done 150,000 study about why new Americans are not getting loans. And if somebody powerful like you comes in the news and says, why you are with Fauzia destroys my whole work that I work so hard for. And it hurts. It hurts. Yeah. I wish you should say, Somalis are doing fraud in Minnesota. We need to check North Dakota. I don't mind.
You support it.
Go ahead.
No, I did say that.
Go ahead.
That's what I said.
Don't add somebody's name in it.
I didn't put your name.
I'm a mother. I have children. I have future. And I don't want anybody destroying my future.
The only thing, it's been, obviously, from your words, very hurtful to have what's happened. I think Desiree has tried to say, sorry, wasn't the intent to target you, but here's what I am trying to do. Your main mission in all this, Desiree, is what? Regardless of how you said what you said, I think you did call her out because you called her well-respected at the beginning of this.
Well,
you were referring to her.
That was a compliment to her.
Yeah.
But, but again, we need to understand the Somalian community as a whole, and my idea, plan was to basically call out fraud where we see it, and let's start looking in North Dakota. And if we think that because we live in North Dakota, we are exempt from fraud, we are kidding ourselves.
No question. And it's a good mission. And you have no problem with her doing that.
I don't have no problem what the government of North Dakota decides. Let's check everybody's books. Everything is going smooth. I want a beautiful place where I can raise my kids who will have a better future.
How many kids do you have, by the way?
I have 8 kids.
I know. I heard that from somebody.
I have 4 boys and 4 girls.
How in the heck do you do what you do with 8 kids? What ages?
That's why I want to encourage all the women to have kids. We need families,
yes,
who have strong family ties and have, future and have children. Also, that's the future of North Dakota.
Do you accept her apology? Are we able to move on here?
Yes, I did accept her apology. As long as my name doesn't involve in all what's going on, it's not my fault. I don't have nothing to do with it.
And
I have future here, and I want to keep doing the good work that I do. And I just don't want anybody to come and interrupt it or destroy it.
Yeah, you have no worry there at all, my dear.
And as long as your goals are the same as my goals, I'm good with that. The thing is what I want from every immigrant that comes to America is to become an American. I'm an American. I'm not a German American. My relatives are from German. I'm not a German American. I am an American, and I don't really like it when other people call themselves Japanese Americans or whatever American or whatever. We are Americans. We are here, and we live by the Constitution of our land.
Do you have any
that I love?
Any issue with that at all?
I'm American. That's why I swear in my right hand to protect this country when I took my citizenship.
My point is you guys agree on this.